Welcome, everyone. As Hashem continues, Shmir Saloshin Shar Tvuno Perik Hey from the Chavetz Chaim, Shin number 153, discussing the mitzvah of Vahaftil Recha Kamoicha, of loving your fellow Jew like yourself. And sometimes, in order to fulfill this mitzvah of loving your friend like you love yourself, it involves correcting the person's mistake. The kol shekein. It's an interesting segue how we just had this conversation before we turned the recorder. The kol shekein. Im hu roye olav she'oise davar shaloi kehoigin apia din. If you see someone doing something which is halachically incorrect, according to the Torah law, bivadai mechuyuv hu loimer loy beinoy levein atzmai ulohai chichoy ala davarahu. We are obligated to go over to that person privately, not to embarrass a person, speak to him politely, and educate the person.
Yeah.
In order to avoid this person from continuously doing this mistake, this avera, and he says here, that will affect him here in this world and in the next world, of course. Now, a person who does this correctly will fulfill two mitzvahs. One is, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, toichiach es am yisecha. We have a mitzvah to give rebuke. The end of the pasuk says, but don't bring a chet upon yourself, because this is one of the most delicate mitzvahs that people sometimes do. They give the rebuke in an incorrect way. I remind myself, I was a few weeks back, I was in a shul in a different town, and as I'm about to leave, I'm like putting my arm through my raincoat, so I notice someone else, we notice each other, we didn't see each other for a little while, so he says hello to me, I say hello to him, and we did something wrong. Where was I going? I was about to leave the shul. So it just so happened when he met me and I met him, so we were standing near the exit or the entrance, but in this case it was the exit. So the person behind us screams out, "That's not the best place to have a conversation." I said, "You're right." He's right. It's not the best. Now, is that the right way to say it? Probably not. I think we'll all agree. Now, was this person right? So there's a mitzvah. Toicheach toicheach es am yisecha. You have to give toichach. You have to give rebuke. It's a mitzvah. Just like every other mitzvah you do, we have to do. You have to do the mitzvah the right way. You know, there's a mitzvah to show love for the Torah, to kiss the Torah. There's no mitzvah to put on your shoulder pads and knock down people and go kiss the Sefer Torah. Right? You got to do it in the right way. Every mitzvah we have, we should do it in the right way. And there's no difference. Sometimes people forget about the aspect of giving toichach with love. When you give toichach, and it's a very difficult mitzvah to do, because sometimes we have this desire, this burning desire to give the toichach, but not because, to give the rebuke, not because it's love, but because we want to tell that person he's doing something wrong. Not I'm saying anybody here, not anybody listening to the Rishurim here, but that's what happens sometimes to people. Like you see, this person, he wanted to leave the shul. This is not a good place to have a conversation. And he was right. It's not a good place. Now, the two of us, we accidentally bumped into each other at that moment. And that's where he said hello and I said hello. And it happens to be, it was right by the entrance or the exit of the doorway. Fine. But if we do, if we're fulfilling the focus here, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, if you focus on the mitzvah of love, to love every single Jew, there's a mitzvah to love every single Jew. Don't start asking exceptions to the rule. That person, do I have to love that person?
Sometimes it's
down. Don't. Let's focus on loving every single Jew. If we do, then the toichacha that comes out is also coming from a different tone of voice, coming from different dvarim hayyotzim in the lev, things that leave the heart. They enter the heart, nichnas in the lev. It's a whole different mindset. So the starting point is to love the person. If you love the person, you'll be able to give a proper teichacha, a rebuke to the person.